أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما يريد الشيطان أن يوقع بينكم العداوة والبغضاء في الخمر والميسر ويصدكم عن ذكر الله وعن الصلاة فهل أنتم منتهون. وأطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول واحذروا فإن توليتم فاعلموا أنما على رسولنا البلاغ المبين. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss verses 91 and 92 of Surah Al-Ma'idah. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala continues with the discussion of those things that have been made impermissible, especially the two aspects, that is of alcohol and gambling. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala explains further by saying, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَن يُوقِعَ بَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَاءَ فِي الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسِرِ. Certainly, Shaitan desires to preoccupy between yourselves enmity and hatred. فِي الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسِرِ, in alcohol and gambling. Here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about the material harm of these two aspects, that when a person begins to intoxicate, he loses his mind, he loses his perception, that quality that Allah Ta'ala had given of reasoning, all of that is lost, and the result is that a person becomes argumentative, a person becomes violent, and a person begins to fight with others. And the same with gambling, that a gambler will never lose honorably, but there will be always be this continuous, the two words that Allah used, Al-Adawa and Baghda, that there will always be this enmity, there will always be this hatred between the two parties, and that will carry on. So that is the material harm, and a human being can never live with enmity and hatred for one's entire life. It is not possible for one to have a balanced life with hatred and enmity. Yes, with love, care, compassion, one will find a better life. And then Allah Ta'ala speaks about the ukhrawi, the harms insofar as the akhirat is concerned. وَيَصُدَّكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَعَنِ الصَّلَاةِ. And Shaitan will stop you from two things. One is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. An alcoholic is more likely not to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person that is gambling is more interested in accumulation. And again, he is not going to remember Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The environment also is not conducive to the remembrance of Allah ta'ala. Wa anis salah, and Shaitan also stops you from performing from salah, in other words, through these two, alcohol and that of gambling. Now, one very interesting question may arise, is dhikrullah and salat. Namaz is also dhikrullah, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions it here separately. Allah ta'ala wants to show that salah will have to be performed on its time. The fard will be fard, the wajib will be wajib, there is no compromise. A person cannot substantiate, or rather a person cannot substitute salat for any other dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It would have to be performed. فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُنْتَهُونَ. Would you then not desist, stop from all of this? In the next verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a further prescription for the two, to keep away from the two, and then from all other vices. Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَتِيعُ اللَّهَ وَأَتِيعُ الرَّسُولَ وَأَحْذَرُوا. Become obedient to Allah Ta'ala and obedient to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَأَحْذَرُوا, and beware and be careful. This is the simple prescription. Simply become obedient to Allah Ta'ala. Become obedient to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do things in the way that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had commanded, and be aware at all times. Be aware of the onslaught of shaitan, be aware of the onslaught of environment and bad influences, and in that way, turn your heart towards Allah Ta'ala. And then Allah Ta'ala says, فَإِن تَوَلَّيْتُمْ, O mankind, if you turn away, فَعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا عَلَىٰ رَسُولِنَا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ. Then know that certainly delivering a clear open message had been the responsibility of our Rasul, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You have turned away, he has delivered the message, now it is your responsibility to take care of yourself, and you have to see what your condition will be insofar as the hereafter is concerned. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.